It's not something to be afraid of, but it can be very, very challenging because at this point we're moving from the cultivation of qualities such as mindfulness and positive emotion into insight practice. And insight practice is about seeing how it actually is, how things actually are. Yeah. So it's quite clear in terms of Buddhist teaching or the Buddha's teaching that the qualities that we're cultivating in the mindfulness of breathing and the metta bhavana were around before the time of the Buddha. But what makes the Buddha's teaching, I won't say unique, but special, is that he woke up. Well, what he basically woke up from was suffering. So this is the way in which he spoke about his teaching. The most sort of encapsulated way he talked about it was, my teaching is suffering, dukkha, and the cessation of suffering, which is a summary of the Four Noble Truths, which was one of the Buddha's most important teachings. So it's about suffering and the cessation of suffering. And just to be clear, the suffering which he's talking about is that which we add to the suffering that can't be avoided. We can't avoid disease, we can't avoid pain, we can't avoid old age, we can't avoid death. Nobody can avoid death, which is a very, very salutary reflection. And that in itself is an insight reflection. We can't avoid those, but what we can avoid, or if you like, what we can see through, is our very deeply held responses to those, which just make the whole thing a whole lot worse. And that's all of our anxiety and proliferation and so on and so forth. So the purpose of spiritual death practice, this is a term that Sangharakshita used, more generally spoken of as insight practice, is to look at our experience in terms of, well, is it what we think it is? Now, there are many, many kinds of insight practice, and obviously I'm going to take a particular approach on this retreat. And as I've said already, it's going to be a somatic approach. So one way of looking at this is that we do feel separate, and you have the feeling of being a separate self in here as over and against the world out there. The world out there can be attractive or it can be terrifying. We have these emotional responses to it. So what we're looking at is the whole thing of, somatically speaking, in terms of our experience, is there actually an inside and an outside? Is there a separate me in here and a separate world out there? So the basic proposition, which the Buddha was putting, is that there is no such separation. You know, there's no separate me in here and a separate world out there. And we can resolve that apparent dichotomy. You know, so that's basically the way in which I'm going to be approaching spiritual death. By the way, spiritual death, a lot of people find that a rather difficult term. Well, you alluded to that, Chandradasa, but some people don't particularly like it. But I do actually like it because the question is, what dies? And I think that it's really important to get that clear. What dies, so to speak, is an aspect of our delusion about how things are. So insight, getting an insight, you could say, is seeing through some delusion or illusion that we're holding on to. And it's always an illusion which gives rise to suffering in one way or another. So that's what a spiritual death is. It's seeing through something which is causing us suffering. And that can happen in terms of there's just a moment of opening. It just arises. There's just a moment of insight and we see things more clearly. But the more we practice the insight practice, the more you could say that those delusions are finally really laid to rest. And it's just like they stop arising. And at that point, well, at that point, there's less suffering, there's less dukkha. So that's how I understand spiritual death. How we give rise to the belief in being a separate entity. One very big way is in terms of, well, I am here in my body, or my body is what I am. Because I'm here inside this envelope of skin, so to speak, I'm separate from everything that's outside of it. Now, what we're going to be exploring is somatically the nature of our body experience and seeing if we can discover that it actually is, what can I say? I often talk about the somatic cloud, the cloud of body experiences, and it's necessary that we build up to this because it's not always obvious straight away. But in going into our experience of the body, we can discover that it's basically full of sensations and energies, movements. And once we can get a sense of that, we can begin to actually experience our body in a different way. So we're going to be exploring it in that kind of way and seeing on that basis, whether the kind of fixed ideas we have about there being the world out there versus me in here, whether that really stands up in our experience. That's the somatic approach to it that I'm going to be using.